Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
He didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back. Hour number three. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio. Joe will be back tomorrow night. He is at his school board meeting tonight, saving the world, trying to prevent this toxicity that our kids seem to just be saddled with. And it's just going from bad to worse, isn't it, folks? I don't know, man. I see some of these kids on the streets, and you try to ask them questions, and they just spew venom at you. They don't want to have a discussion. I don't think they know how to have a discussion, as the good rabbi was just talking about before. You know, I think that's what's going to be necessary if we're going to be able to right this ship. But I don't know. Anyway, it is good to be with you all tonight. If you want to be a part of the discussion, give us a phone call here at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And of course, you can check out Joe's website at joemessina.com. There's always a good conversation happening over there. An attorney for a defendant in the sprawling Georgia 2020 election case confessed today to publicly disclosing discussions between potential witnesses and prosecutors. Jonathan Miller, according to the New York Post, representing former Coffee County election supervisor Misty Hampton, admitted in court that he sent video footage of the so-called proffer discussions to a news outlet which he did not identify. In being transparent with the court, and to make sure that nobody else gets blamed for what happened, and so that I can go sleep well tonight, Judge, I did release those videos to one outlet, Miller said, per multiple reports. And in all candor, I need the court to know that. Miller's confession came during an emergency hearing on prosecutors' request for a protective order to restrict the sharing of evidence. And that hearing was prompted by the leaking of on-camera statements made by four co-defendants who have pleaded guilty in the case. Lawyers Kenneth Chesbrough, Jenna Ellis, and Sidney Powell, as well as the bail bondsman, Scott Hall. Although Miller didn't specify to which outlet he sent the material, the Washington Post reported it had received video of all four defendants, and ABC News said it had received video of Ellis's and Powell's statements. One leaked video showed Ellis claiming that she was told by a top Trump aide that the then president is not going to leave office under any circumstances after his defeat by Joe Biden in the 2020 election. Another leak showed Powell telling prosecutors that she still believes machine fraud tainted the 2020 presidential election. All four defendants were required to make the videos as part of their plea bargains, which includes a mandate to lay out what they know about the scheme to reverse Biden's win in Georgia and testify against their co-defendants in court if called by prosecutors. Notably, the charges against Miller's clients pertain to the alleged accessing of Coffee County voter machines in the aftermath of the 2020 election, in which Hall and Powell were both allegedly involved. Miller defended his decision to leak the material, reportedly arguing that to hide these proffers that show all the underlying things went into those pleas, it misleads the public about what's going on. I believe they help my client, and the public needs to know that, the attorney told Fulton County Superior Court Judge Scott McKee. Tom Clyde, an attorney for several media organizations, urged the judge not to issue the protective order, arguing that the material was newsworthy. And ultimately, McPhee signaled that he would fulfill the request of Fulton County prosecutors to issue the order. The judge said, until we decide what's going to be relevant and admissible, this case should be tried and not in the court of public opinion. We already seen what may happen when the protective order is already in case. You know, Trump is calling this a show trial. Is there anything less? It beggars the mind. I know that Trump needs to appeal these cases. He will appeal these cases. And, you know, listen, they offered Trump's former associates the deal to stay out of jail as long as they lied to keep him away from the 2024 elections. But District Attorney Fannie Willis, she is looking to now revoke the bond of the Trump case defendant Harrison Floyd, citing his social media posts. She said recent tweets tagging people like Brad Raffensperger, Gabe Sterling, and Ruby Freeman amount to witness intimidation. I mean, what is going on in Atlanta? What is going on in this, in all of these cases? It doesn't amount to a hill of beans, and it seems to me like we've got prosecutorial misconduct at such a high level here that no matter what indictments or convictions or anything else that's going to be coming down here, I think there are going to be years and years and years of appeals if he even gets convicted on one charge out of the, 94 or something like that? What a joke all of this is. What a joke this is. Apparently, Fannie Willis is in major panic mode. Folks, we'll be back here after the break. Don't go away. We'll be right back here at Real Side Radio.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Would it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Sorry to disappoint, folks. Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. He'll be back again tomorrow night. He is at his school board meeting, saving our future generations from the scourges of wokeism, leftism, and all that they bring along. Speaking of wokeism and leftism, when was the last time you went to San Francisco? Just taking a trip, whether it's for vacation or business, and walked the downtown streets of what I used to believe was the most beautiful city in America. And it really is a beautiful, beautiful city. But if you've been to San Francisco, at least in the last 10 years, you'll notice that downtown there are poop maps. There are literally apps you can download on your cell phone so you can step away from the human defecation that populates the fair streets of San Francisco. Carl Malden, Michael Douglas. There's obviously a massive homeless and drug population. There are major problems with crime. You cannot drive your car into the city today because it is almost impossible not to have your car broken into if you drive there and you park somewhere with a few days. But guess what happened? Gavin Newsom and Mayor London Breed, Mayor of San Francisco, heard that he's not an emperor? Okay. This visit from Chinese President Xi Jinping's visit to California, whereby in San Francisco they are having this meetup between the leaders of the world, most importantly between President Joe Biden. It's called the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit, APEC. I thought when they were talking about it a few weeks ago, I said, oh, APEC is coming to San Francisco, thinking it was the Jewish American Israeli lobbying group. No, this is the Asia Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit. And APEC was basically designed at China's request to elevate Xi's stature above that of other world leaders traveling to California this week. And suddenly, miraculously, almost as if we're living in the Twilight Zone, I don't know how they did this, and I don't know why they didn't do it before, but Gavin Newsom's California, where he was mayor of San Francisco, is suddenly now pristine. The streets have all been cleaned up, only to be populated with students and supporters waving American flags? No. California flags? No. Chinese flags. Yeah, folks. Students lined the streets waving Chinese flags, huge flags. Some of them were massive. They look like the Taliban flag you see at the top of the hill in Kabul. Okay? And Chinese President Xi Jinping, he had this incredibly highly choreographed visit where they literally controlled what he would see when he drove downtown San Francisco out of his car window during the motorcade. And if you take a look at these pictures, this is where I wish, you know, we were still doing the podcast and the TV show, I'd show it to you. Downtown San Francisco looks like Beijing. It looks like Shanghai. There is thousands of Chinese red and yellow flags. China is looking for Xi's trip to California to be seen as a grand visit. And so somehow, miraculously, again, California, San Francisco specifically, figured out how to clean their own streets for San Francisco's residents, not for American tourists and business people, but for the Chinese president. I mean, I'm somewhat incredulous over this. They figured it out. They figured out how to clean the streets of San Francisco. So, with that being said, Biden and Xi Jinping had their big meeting. You can see pictures of Biden trying not to fall asleep next to Janet Yellen and John Kerry. This is the best we've got, folks. And accordingly, afterward, this is incredible. Incredibly, they let Joe Biden have a press conference, and they, his handlers, Joe Biden's handlers, allowed him to go off the cuff. And what is it that he said? Well, unlike most times, because he was off the cuff, he spoke the truth. He actually said the word that there was such cringe within that room that his handlers literally ended the press conference and shooed everybody out immediately. What did he say? A reporter asked him, after today, would you still refer to President Xi as a dictator? And President Joe Biden responds, look, he is. He's a dictator in the sense that he's a guy who runs a country that is a communist country that's based on a form of government totally different than ours. In other words, he responded with the truth. He responded to the affirmative that, yes, the president of China, a communist country, the CCP, which is doing everything in its power to destroy the American economy in multiple ways, to enable our enemies, such as Iran and Russia. And Biden responds with Xi Jinping. Still, I don't know if he was in the same room. He was certainly in the same building at this point. But with an off-the-cuff comment, he said the truth. And of course, the press were absolutely mortified. Mortified. Biden's advisors scream at the press to leave the room after Xi's statement. Back here after the break. Don't go away. Real Side Radio.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You have-
USA News Update. U.S. Capitol Police officers are currently attempting to hold back around 150 protesters outside the Democratic National Convention headquarters in Washington, D.C. The Capitol Police said on X that officers are responding to people who are illegally and violently protesting at the DNC headquarters, saying arrests have been made. Videos on social media suggest protesters are calling for a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. All U.S. House buildings are now reportedly on lockdown. President Biden and his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping met in Northern California. The high-stakes discussions in San Francisco region coincide with ongoing conflicts around the world.
We also have a responsibility to our people and the world to work together when we see it in our interest to do so.
You are now up to date. That's the very latest. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Televisions! Welcome to the last half hour of hour number three here. Real Side Radio, is always a pleasure being with you. And as I mentioned, Joe, we'll be back again tomorrow night. But tonight, lines are open right now at 855-732-5563. 855-REAL-JOE. And we'll take a first caller here. Let's see who we've got. And we've got Harrison, who is joining us from Indiana. Hi, Harrison. How are you?
Doing.
Good, good. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing all right. Just good. Listening to your comments about Biden and President Xi Jinping in China, I wanted to talk mainly about San Francisco, cleaning up San Francisco. I do agree Gavin Newsom is not good for San Francisco or California in general. They do that for everybody, right? You know, if she or a world leader goes to D.C., I've seen them, they'll clean up D.C. just the same. So I think you can criticize Gavin Newsom in California for being a pretty crummy state in that sense. But you also have to understand that, you know, everybody does that because cities are dirty. They always will be dirty, right? There's a lot of people. People are messy. So saying it's you know, just a California thing, I think is an unfair judgment to put just on them. I'd like to hear your thoughts against that.
Well, listen, I think it's a good point, and you're absolutely correct. When any world leader comes, or whatever the situation may be, they want to make their city look as good as possible. But if they have my only question is this. If you've been to San Francisco in the past decade, it is absolutely apoplectic. It looks like I Am Legend. I mean, it really is. There's zombies that are downtown. Somehow they figured out. They cracked the code after years and years and billions upon billions that have invested into homeless programs that unfortunately only make Homeless Inc. rich, drug programs, cleaning the streets, everything else. And they couldn't figure it out until the Chinese president comes, and now it looks pristine. How is that fair to the citizens that are paying the taxes for that town, Harrison?
No, it's not. I think you're failing to understand. We're probably all on the same side of this, except I have a more, I don't know, world of perspective on it. And the fact that, you know, drug problems and homelessness, you know, is not just San Francisco. Obviously, California has a big problem, both of those, but so does Indiana, so does Michigan, you know, so does Washington State, so does Washington, D.C. Mm-hmm. That's not even a state, that's a small territory. And I do agree that, you know, they want to make all these corporations as rich as possible, so they will do that. You know, something that has really ruined Los Angeles is the use of, like, Airbnb, right? These massive corporations would go in and buy up a ton of houses and basically Airbnb them out, which just drops the housing market. And, you know, it makes scarcity much, much higher. And, you know, when there's less houses, prices of houses go up. So I know that's kind of off topic, but it fits in with the homeless part of that, so.
Well, it's an interesting, no, listen, I understand where you're coming from, though, because it's all about the economy, and the economy is all about, you know, if there's a town like San Francisco or Gary, Indiana, or wherever it may be, you know, it's only as strong as the revenue that it receives and the taxes that it gets. And I know that Indiana, I've been to Indianapolis, it's a beautiful city. There's other parts of Indiana that I've been to as well that weren't as nice as Indianapolis, and they've had problems. Mayor Pete, for example, right? I mean, you know, he's been exalted as the next coming of the Democrat Party, and he came from a town that he basically was that Gary? What was his town? Was it in
South Bend?
South Bend?
South Bend.
It was South Bend.
If
right.
you want to talk about, yeah, I was going to say, if you want to talk about Gary, you know, Gary, Indiana, 50, 60, 70 years ago was a very incredible small town. It was a giant city on the rise. It was, you know, probably the second largest city in Indiana.
They sung about it in the music, man. Robert Preston.
Yeah. What ruined Gary, Indiana is the corporations got completely deregulated, mainly by Republicans and Democrats alike. I mean, neither of them helped, but these corporations got deregulated and basically moved out and left and just abandoned people. And then, you know, when a factory town loses factories, you lose employment. You know, it's when there's not a whole lot of people and a whole lot of business getting a job in places like Gary, Indiana, is difficult, and now it's rampant with drug use and homelessness and violence and issues. But you know, that is a systemic problem that occurred, you know, 50, 60 years ago, and it's just been on a downhill trajectory since then.
Well, I listen, I'm 100% in agreement with you, and the thing is that the whole purpose of discussing this this miraculous cleansing of a city that literally required you to download a poop map. I mean, that's a real thing, Harrison. There, you get a poop map, download it to your app so you're not stepping in human feces, okay? And all of a sudden, and you know, it's cleaned up, it's pristine, and then it's filled with Chinese flags. It's a little bit scary. I'm telling you, you know, somebody that has been to San Francisco many, many times. I took my kids there when they were younger. They loved it. We did the Alcatraz and the Lombard Streets and all of the fun things that you do when you go there. It's not safe today. And suddenly, miraculously, it's being cleaned up. Why can't they figure out how to duplicate that process? I don't know. Where did you put the homeless people? Did you, you know, where did you put the drugs? Where did you put the poop?
Yeah.
And I'm just saying, let's crack the code and duplicate that process is all I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay, so all right, if you want to start...
What's that?
I was going to say, if you want to start cracking the code, so, you know, helping the homeless and giving them more shelter than, you know, just the few homeless shelters that are there that are, you know, you can only stay in one or two nights. You know, I'm not saying give them all a house, but, you know, Los Angeles a couple of years ago had more empty houses than homeless people in the city at one point. And, you know, I don't.
Well, you're probably referring to Airbnbs. Yeah, but I mean, now you're talking about the state nationalizing people's property. I mean, that's pretty much communist manifesto stuff, right? That's Karl Marx. Property is violence.
No, I'm just saying that there was more houses empty at one point than homeless people. So that doesn't mean, you know, give them all a house, but if you create a social program that lets them almost get that and maintain it if they, you know, follow a certain set of rules, have a job and assist in the payment, make small payments, you know, less than $1,200 for a one bedroom apartment. So
yeah, unfortunately, that's half as much as you pay for a one-bedroom apartment in Los Angeles these days. But I understand your point, and we're going to move on here real quickly, but I just want to say this. If the answer is money, then there should be not one homeless person in the United States of America at this point, because Homeless Inc., and when I say Homeless Inc., I'm referring to the homeless industrial complex that has been created by organizations that put, you know, homeless advocacy in the title of the name. They somehow get grants for millions and billions in some cases. The executives all live very, very well. But, you know, Gavin Newsom in 2010, 11, somewhere around then, when he was first running, from when he was becoming going from mayor to governor, he said homelessness is his number one priority. Curing homelessness is his number one priority. In 12 or 13 years, homelessness has extrapolated like a hockey stick. It has gone up that much. It is absolutely insane with the numbers of people. It has only gotten worse, but here's the issue. And I'll leave this with you, and I appreciate you giving us a phone call tonight. The amount of money that has been invested into Homeless Inc., the industrial complex of homeless organizations that are supposed to be there to advocate for homelessness, it has only gotten worse, and billions have been spent. Billions. So appreciate the call. Greatly appreciate your time. And we're going to be getting to a commercial here. We'll be right back after the break for our closing thoughts on this Wednesday evening. Thank you all.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
He found a way, Walter White says. Welcome to the last segment of the third and final hour. Doesn't it go fast when we're having this much fun? More fun than should be legal on the radio, that is. Whiskey Dave here in the chair for Joe. Joe will be back tomorrow night. It is always an honor to sit in for him, as I do so often. And, you know, I was just doing the math the other day. I've been doing the show for Joe now as his guest host, going on almost 9 years now. That's kind of crazy, right? Like, there's human beings walking around in fourth grade at this point that were born when I started doing this. Anyway, it's an honor to be here for Joe, and it is always a pleasure to sit in and talk with you, the good folks in Realside Universe. I know we've talked a lot tonight about Israel. I do want to finish this with Israel because there is a discussion that is now starting to be whispered about
In the darkened corridors of power in Washington, D.C., and I'm starting to get some insight from some folks that I speak with on what the next steps are going to be, assuming that Israel cuts the cancer that is Hamas out of Gaza. And eventually they're going to get to a point where they believe that that cancer has been minimized to the point where they can, you know, pull the foot off the accelerator and pull back. And so right now, you know, they're systematically assaulting the Hamas terror network deep inside Gaza. They're closing in on high-ranking targets, as they should. They're putting the jihadists sprawling subterranean terror tunnel network squarely in its crosshairs. I mean, I cannot wait to hear the interviews from IDF after this is all said and done, to hear what it's like down there, how they got some hostages. Unfortunately, I don't think they're going to get all the hostages back. You know, the conversation that I'm hearing in these darkened corridors is it's starting to shift away from the warfare on the ground. There is an assumption that the IDF is going to do what they need to do. True, yes, an extreme amount of painful fighting and many deaths remains. You know, also, I guess we shouldn't assume that we know to the extent of which Hamas and Hezbollah or the Iranian regime itself might escalate, thereby risking a full-fledged regional war. Let's put that in the back, though. Let's assume that Israel is going to do what they are determined to do. And I do believe they will. And I also believe that Iran is going to go all the way up to the line and come back again. I think Hezbollah is going to go all the way up to the line and pull back again. Because otherwise, Lebanon's going to look like what Beirut did in 2006, which still hasn't, come back. So the war at some point will end, and the gap between what has already emerged from the positions of Netanyahu and Biden are now starting to see daylight. What happens after Israel is deemed, let's say, uncancerous? Okay, the Hamas tumor has been successfully eradicated. Well, Netanyahu has already vowed that Israel will, for an indefinite period, have security responsibility in Gaza. Blinken, on the other hand, U.S. Secretary of State, speaking on behalf of a deeply unpopular president who faces a very difficult re-election next year, who is seeing a tremendous decrease in the support from Muslim Americans over the past month, stated that it is clear that Israel cannot occupy Gaza after the war. So what's going to give here? Biden administration's specific position on Gaza is downstream from its broader obstinance when it comes to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. On November the 3rd, Blinken stated that he believes that there needs to be a two-state solution. Two states for two peoples, he says. Okay? I mean, this is what Obama tried. This is what Clinton tried. Decades and decades and decades of trying this based upon the absurd 1967 borders. Which, by the way, if you take a look at those borders that the Obama administration assumed before it, it would pinch the Jewish state to 9 miles wide at its narrowest point. That's insanity. Biden administration is of the opinion that the Hamas Holocaust of October the 7th was not a paradigm shifting geopolitical event. Blinken and the rest of the Democrat foreign policy establishment, John Kerry, Janet Yellen, for some reason, is there, are of the belief that the single biggest slaughter of Jews since Hitler was not a game changer. That the sort of event is just kind of a ripple, and we're just going to go back, and we're going to go back to business as usual and try and do the two-state solution and bring the Palestinian Authority and the Israelis to the table to try and figure it all out. That nothing fundamentally has changed. And after Israel is satisfied with its work in Gaza, it will get right back to more conciliation and territorial concessions. Let me just say this. That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. There's one thing that has happened in Israel in the past month is that you've got both the right and the left, the far right and the far left, that have all come together in this unity government, and they will never allow for a two-state solution, which is based upon the European powers post-World War I carving up of the Middle East, which would have made mandatory Palestine. If you're not sure what that is, I know there's a lot of misinformation out there. The original proposed two-state solution would have made all of, quote-unquote, mandatory Palestine, encompassing entirety of the land of Israel, from the river to the sea, as now is said. But they would call that a Jewish state, from the river to the sea. It would have made the Emirate of Transjordan, today it's the Kingdom of Jordan, a so-called Palestinian state. But the modern two-state solution, which would have Gaza and the heartland of Judea and Samaria form the basis of an independent Palestine state, is a fantasy that should have died as when Yasser Arafat committed the Second Intifada. And it will definitely and most certainly has died after the pogrom of October the 7th. These people think that it's just going to go back to business as usual. And Israelis understand that many of, as I said in that first hour, many of the attackers on October 7th weren't Hamas soldiers. They were Gazan civilians. How can you live with these people? Yes, not every Palestinian attacked Israelis. Not every Palestinian is guilty of the slaughter, the rape, the dismembering, the baking of babies that Hamas and those people did. But after that reality, that Palestinian self-determination in Gaza, following what Israel did in 2005, they're going to go back to that and vote in more Hamas? They voted for this. They voted for the barbaric and genocidal, they were democratically elected, BBC. I know, BBC. They were democratically elected. They just happened to kill, literally destroy, the human beings that were running opposing them in 2005. You think what they're doing to Trump is bad right now? But Hamas is an Islamic Reich. A two-state solution is to reveal oneself to the entirely out of touch to anything smacking of reality. And this administration, Biden, is understandably concerned, I get it, about his re-election prospects next fall. There's only so much in the way of Muslim American support that he could afford to lose, especially in states like Michigan, which are relatively close states. Rashid Tlaib's district, he needs Dearborn. I'm telling you, he needs Detroit, because the rest of Michigan is relatively pretty red. What he is doing right now is he is once again enabling our enemies and abandoning our allies. And if that is what his intent is going to be because of his election prospects, we got to start talking about that. Folks, it was a pleasure being with you for 3 hours again tonight. I'll be back here again in a couple of weeks, as I usually am on a Wednesday, with you, the good folks here at Realside. Joe will be back again tomorrow night. God bless. Take care, everybody, no matter where you are across this great country. Have a good evening. Bye-bye.